We're turning the clock back on July 5, the day in 1954 when Elvis Presley recorded his first single at the Sun Studios in Memphis.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do it, that's all right.
On July 5th, 1969, Rod Laver became the very first man to win four Wimbledon titles.
Once again, the title had gone to Australia. Rod Laver was the king of the courts.
There was another Aussie winner in 1987 when Pat Cash took out the Wimbledon title. Do you remember him climbing the stands after his victory?
I'd never seen that before, but that's a marvellous moment for him.
And Seinfeld premiered on telly on this day in 1989.
The machine is working. It knows what it's doing. Just let it finish.
You're going to overdry it.
You can't overdry. Same reason you can't overwet.
A birthday of a different kind to start the July 5th birthdays. You'll remember the controversy surrounding this. Dolly, the first cloned sheep, was born on this day in 1996.
Possible we're seeing a scientific explosion.
It means that any decent college or graduate school student could potentially clone a human being.
Hugh Anthony Craig III, better known as Huey Lewis, is 69 today. He's topped the Aussie charts twice, once with a duet with Gwyneth Paltrow, the other with his full-time band, The News. We've already mentioned a couple of Aussie tennis champs. There's another on the birthday list. Peter McNamara is 64. He won two doubles titles at Wimbledon with Paul McNamee. Peter is currently coaching Matthew Ebden.
You know, his work ethic is great. He's got a big future.
Finally, controversial media personality Ron Casey was born on this day in 1929. Tributes flowed after his death last year at the age of 89.
What's the point of me sitting here trying to have a rational debate?
You're victimising me.
Remembering Ron Casey on July 5th.